You're listening to KEXP. You can find us at 90.3 FM in Seattle, streaming live at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters, host of the Midday Show. So excited to be here in the studio with my good friends, La Luz. Welcome.
Thank you.
It is so great to see you. And we're streaming live video of this session today, KEXP's Facebook and YouTube pages. And you all look great. I just love this new record. It's amazing. You gonna start us off with a couple of new songs?
Yeah, for sure.
It's La Luz live on KEXP. La Luz live here in the KEXP studios, a brand new album called Floating Features.
Thank you.
La Luz live here in the KEXP studios, a new album, Floating Features. It is so wonderful to hear you performing these songs live. Thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It is always so great to see you. And again, I just love this new record. These songs are so dreamy. And Shane, I heard that a lot, if not most of the songs on the record came to you in dreams, maybe even some nightmares. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. A couple of the songs kind of came from dreams in different ways. Like, there's a song called The Creature that is just a play-by-play retelling of a sleep paralysis experience I had, where a creature came out at me from the wall and hovered over my body and then possessed me, and it screamed, "I'm coming with you!"
And that just had a song written all over it.
Yeah, I was like, gotta get that one down or you know, be haunted forever. And then another one, Walking to the Sun, it was pretty crazy, just the melody and the lyrics I heard in a dream, and then I was like, I gotta try to translate that into real life, and it was pretty easy. And then, of course, they're different. They're all different now that the band, you know, adds their touch to it, but yeah.
Is it pretty easy for you to remember your dreams? You have to keep a little journal by the bedside and wake up in the middle of the night and get your thoughts down before they disappear into the ether?
Yeah. I tried, when I started to notice this theme emerging, I thought, okay, I better start keeping track. So I kept a notebook and just tried to nail them down.
Had you done that before, taken songs from your dreams, or have your dreams been more vivid lately? You've always dreamed, but you never thought about writing about it?
I used to write a lot of poems based on dreams, but yeah, I think this is the first time I really tried to get them into songs.
Sort of laboring the point, because it is such a dreamy album, and it also has such a California feel, and you've talked about that in interviews. That's so, I don't know if it intentional at the outset or just as a result of living the last couple of years down in California. Can you talk about the move, and if anyone else wants to chime in, because you moved as a band, which is kind of wonderful. Everybody decided they wanted to make a big shift, and I'm curious how that has affected your lives, if you're enjoying it, and the music that you're making now.
I love it. I've always wanted to live in California personally, so for me it was like a dream coming true in a way. And I think it's LA in particular is such a surreal place that it feels just sort of dreamy in and of itself.
Alice?
I've loved being down there too. Initially it was a very different place from Seattle. You know, we all lived here for a really long time, but it's really inspiring. It is dreamy, like Shana says, and kind of nightmare-y as well. So it's like it can really just influence the way you are writing things and how your creativity comes out.
Yeah. I was actually born and raised in Los Angeles, so I was able to revisit living in there since I was like, I don't know, I moved here when I was 18, so it was a completely different experience being there as an adult and then also being there as like a working musician rather than just a high school kid or something. So some people have a hard time connecting with Los Angeles, and I always just say there's something out there for everybody. You just have to find it.
There. Speaking of which, the video for Cicada, oh my God. There is something for everyone, and you put it all in that video. Tell me about making that.
We did not hold back.
You put the kitchen sink and more in there. That was fun. Yeah.
Well, that's a very LA music video because we recorded most of it on a soundstage. So we had access to all of these different sets in one place. And so we shot like the bar scene, the hospital scene, the restaurant proposal scene, and everything just in the same, it's all almost in the same room. You can just walk from a hospital to a bar, you know, in two steps. So
for people who haven't seen it, can you just tell them a little bit about this? It's like a soap opera.
Yeah, it's like a soap opera opening theme. So it's like, you know, how they try to kind of get a little moments of action, as many as possible, and introduce you to as many characters as possible.
It seems like the set sets were just an unending. How many locations did you go on for that? Look at the ATV.
It kind of turned into this monster. Like it started out like it was already insane the first day, and then it was just like, you know what though? We really do need to add people like that chasing. Like we should really do that. And we like spent 3 hours driving up there trying to catch the sunset and like.
Yeah, that sunset shot. We like.
It was beautiful.
It was like we took like what 5 minutes to film that.
Yes.
Like we wanted it to be like this big like grandiose like sunsetting, and but we ended up only getting one shot because we spent most of the day with the ATV chase. But it was worth it. I mean, it's a beautiful image.
It is. It's gorgeous. I can't believe you only got that in 5 minutes.
Yeah. We were just running. We were like chasing the sun. Like ran up the dunes and just shot that as quickly as possible.
Hurry up! Set up! Yeah, we're going
sunsetting.
It looked like a lot of fun. Speaking of fun, it seems like you had a lot of fun making this record. You have kind of made your last records in sort of makeshift studios. One was in a trailer, and I think, did you record the last record in a surf shop?
Yeah.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. And you went into a proper studio this time, and you were pretty prepared when you went in. It sounds like you knew exactly what you wanted to do. Did you have some new toys to play with, and did you approach it differently? You'd kind of sort of recorded as a live band in the past, and you did it a little bit differently this time. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we just really wanted to flesh it out and just bring something different to the recording than we do at a live show. And now we're sort of doing the opposite. We're like, oh, that recording sounds so good. Maybe we can bring that to the live show. So, we all had different toys to play with. I think especially Alice, because she had different organs and so much different percussion stuff. And
is there Hammond on there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of different organs. Yeah, we went in like super prepared, but it was also fun to like show up and be like, oh, and there's that to play with and that to add. So I think there were some
unexpected.
What?
Or take away. Even.
Yeah, or take away.
Yeah.
So some things were unexpected. You know, they were just discovered there in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great new album. Lalu's latest is called Floating Features. It's on Hardly Art Records. Tonight, you've got an all-ages show at the Vera Project. I feel like I actually just saw you in Australia, which was so great. And you had mentioned that you'd been done with the record for a while. You've got to be so excited to be out on the road playing it now.
Yes.
Very happy.
Yeah, long overdue.
Let's talk about Australia for a second. It was my first time there. I think it was your first time there as well. And you were on the GizFest tour, the festival lovingly curated by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. And I'd like to hear a little bit like what it was like touring with them, because I'm a big fan and I know that they're a big DIY band and they get friends and family doing everything, but until you really see it in action, you can't really understand what that means, how kind and generous they are. What really struck me was how many fans they have, and they really could be playing these shows just solo with one or two supporting acts and making a lot more money to support themselves, yet they lovingly curate this massive lineup and pay to bring all these bands with them because they're just so passionate and they love music and they love community. And so what was it like to be in the center of that?
I mean, yeah, like you said, they are just such like the nicest people, all of them. There wasn't a bad apple in that whole bunch. Uh-huh. And they had a huge crew, and you know, there's like seven of them on stage, not to mention like who else they're traveling with.
Yeah, how many bands was on that lineup? I mean, not even counting like the 50 local bands they had on these little side stages.
Yeah, they had those little bungalows too, of all this like local music, which is crazy. I think that there was four or five traveling bands?
Yeah, I think we were the only American band. Yeah. And then, well, Mild High Club was there for the Melbourne show. But there was a Japanese band, Kikagaku Moyo, and a bunch of Australian bands. And yeah, everything you said is I think, what we would say too.
Right.
They are really, you feel like you're gushing when you talk about them, because they are really great guys.
It's sincere, for sure, yeah. It was also really inspiring. Like, their work ethic is really solid, and to see that they maintain, like, an amount of they just haven't gotten, it hasn't gone to their head, you know?
Yeah.
A modesty. Yeah.
Super down to earth.
Yeah.
They were actually finishing recording their latest record while we were on that tour.
Yeah. Which one? There were five that came out.
The last
year.
Gumboot 2. Yeah, Gumboot 2. Yeah.
It's hard to keep track.
Crazy. They're so hardworking and they really are so generous. And like the shows were, the festivals were so fun and you could tell they were putting a lot of thought into making sure that everyone had a good time, including the audience, like in every way. And like it was accommodating and like, it, like, yeah, you can't, there's so many awesome things about them. It's hard not to gush, it's true. They're sweet boys.
And you went all over Australia and also to New Zealand with them as well.
Yeah, with them in Mild High Club, we did New Zealand too, which was awesome because it was, that whole trip, there were a lot of days off. So it was also like just really leisurely and chill. We had
vacation.
So many beach days.
Vacation tour for sure.
Yeah, just total dream tour.
Yeah, Australia was very dreamy in November and December.
Yeah.
Well, it was such a pleasure for me to get to see you there in Melbourne. Fun to run into you. And I'm so happy again about the new album, Floating Features. Tonight, La Luz are playing at the Vera Project. That's an all ages show, so bring the kids out. I think I'll let you play some more music now.
Okay. I also want to say I'm just so stoked to be here right now. The new studio is so beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
I'm like, I'm on the verge of tears a little bit.
We built it for you, the artists.
Like, we've all grown so much, haven't we?
We have.
But especially you guys.
Definitely.
Well, you're a big part of that, so thank you. All right, love is all around.
We'll be right back.
all those voices together. It gets me every time. La Luz, live here in the KEXP studios. Floating Features, the new album. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Sure.
Good to see you.
So great to see you too. Playing tonight an all-ages show at the Vera Project, then heading down to Portland to the Aladdin Theater on Saturday, and back up through Seattle, going to be in Bellingham on Sunday. That's awesome. Right. I like having you here in the Northwest for a while, but happy to hear that you're loving California. Thanks so much for bringing your great music here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've got a tune to KEXP Seattle.